Welcome to the Newly Coherent Podcast. I am a very raspy Ed.
And I am a very tired Jeff. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great because we didn't have to announce a third person.
Yeah, it's my distinct pleasure, I guess, to announce that Dave can't be here because he was consumed by the debates. Physically, a maw opened in the ground at Hofstra and took everyone in, and it included Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, he is just in the gaping maw of Hofstra.
It was a good run, buddy.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
Fun fact, when the ground opened up, you know, it crawled out of it? Really big crabs.
Yeah.
Because it's the STD capital of America.
Oh, it was going to find all its babies. Stuck in all the pubic hair of the students at Hofstra. So, but you know what? Worked out well for us because no Dave.
Sure. I mean, I don't know that we're going to have anything to talk about without Dave telling a stupid story or, you know, just being here to generally annoy us.
Oh, listen, we have a whole week to fret about Dave coming back with one of his stories.
That's true.
Let's.
And he better come back with something good.
I can almost guarantee you it won't be.
Yeah, I know.
That was a real flash in the pan, that one good story that he told. But
it's the exception that proves the rule.
I mean, you know what? I did some stuff recently. I got my Apple Watch,
woo!
Thankfully. And you had an eventful weekend.
I did.
So
I did have an
listen,
eventful weekend.
I'm sure we'll find something to bullshit about.
I'm sure we will. I'm also sure that I will not find a way to make this comfortable and look at you. Hold on. There we go.
Feeling better?
Feel better now.
Okay.
All
right. I'm extremely comfortable.
You should be. I know that nobody can see this because it's a auditory medium, but Jeff's laid out in a recliner right now.
It's great.
It's adorable.
And there is a very good chance that the last half of this episode is one of Ed's dramatic readings because I will be asleep very soon.
It's cool.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk about that shiny bauble on your wrist.
Oh, I love it. It really is one of those things where you definitely don't need it.
Nope.
No, not even close. But it is awesome to have. My only complaint that I have about this so far is I wish the speaker was a bit louder, which I you understand why it can't be. The thing is so damn small.
Yeah.
But I just wish it was just a little bit louder to listen to, you know, talk on the phone or anything through.
Yeah. But if people called me, I would do that. But everyone I know knows that I'll mock them for actually calling me, with the exception of you.
Yeah. I still like the phone call. I feel like text, you don't catch someone's tone all the time. You know, there's certain nuances in the human voice.
There are. But here's my thing about it, and why I don't mind it with you, and it's going to get me in a lot of trouble with some people, but I don't care. I don't like only being able to focus on one thing at a time. And if I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I got to be paying attention to the words that are coming out of their mouth, because I can't sit there and be like, wait, what? I'm sorry, go back. I was reading the internet because you're boring, man.
That's a very good point.
You are never boring.
Oh, well, thank you. That makes me feel very handsome.
It should, because 99% of the world bores me to tears.
You know what? I absolutely agree with what you're saying there. And you, it seems like you are in the ever-growing majority of people. There are times and there are people where I would definitely much rather text, because it's a chore to talk to them on the phone.
Right.
But I don't know. There's something, again, there's just something about having that, that human interaction, when it is somebody that you want to talk to, I'll say that.
Yeah.
When it's someone you want to talk to, I definitely prefer a voice call than just a text.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing about this, and it's the simplest of all, is I don't miss notifications.
Yep.
You know, my phone will ring, or I'll get a text, or I'll get something, and you know, if my phone's in my pocket or whatever it is, sometimes you don't feel it vibrate, you know?
Oh, I know.
This gets you.
I know. Let me tell you, and we'll talk about this later, but you know, when you do miss some notifications, and then when you feel good about the fact that you're not missing any notifications, but the day that you get like 2,000 notifications because of some happenstance,
yeah,
then you're like, oh, my arm's gonna fall off. That's cool. I'm having a stroke. That's fine. This is what death feels like. Yeah. Take me into your warm embrace.
I could see if I had more people that gave a shit about me, that could be a bit bothersome.
Yeah.
And
hey, how many more people do you need to give a shit about you besides me?
I don't. I don't need anybody else.
And I appreciate you saying that because, you know, I like a little ego stroking.
Of course. That's what we're here. Stroking. That's what we do.
You betcha. All night.
So what I haven't done is I really haven't messed around too much with it. I'm able to check my fantasy scores on here.
Ooh.
I get my ESPN updates on here. All nice things. Not hyper useful yet, as I said. But I'm still getting familiar with it.
Yeah.
I got to look through, see what some of the other kind of top apps are. And, you know, but I'm telling you, the reminders. Oh, you know what else I love? I love the activity.
Yeah.
I love the activity app with it. And I actually, believe it or not, like the Breathe app.
Oh, that has done nothing but annoy me since I installed WatchOS 3.
Why?
It's just, stop telling me to stand up. Stop telling me to breathe. Damn it, people. I'm trying to watch Netflix for 25 hours at a clip.
Oh, and you see, and I like the activity one is the one that tells you to stand up, tells you how much you've walked. There's another one. Oh, and how much you've exercised.
Yeah.
How many calories
you've burned, how much exercise you've done, and how if you've stood for a minute per hour for 12 hours.
So I completed my stand goal for today. I completed my calories goal for today, but I fell wildly short of my exercise goal.
Like I am currently
like badly.
I don't know how I did this, but I am currently at 11 hours for my standing. So I'm coming close on that.
Yeah, man.
Everything else, I am far, far away.
You're one more, and you've got it, buddy.
Yeah, I know. By like the middle of this episode, I'm just going to be yelling across the room so I can stand up and move around a bit.
Yeah, just calling out.
Yeah.
We need to get those wireless mics like a boy band.
Yep.
I'm currently at 86% of my calories. Not so hot on exercise. 16%. That's not a great.
Oh, 16%? Because I am at 6 minutes of 30. So I'm 1/5.
So you're a little. I'm at 5 minutes of 30.
Okay.
So not quite there. But 125% of my stand.
That is impressive.
Yeah. So I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
I mean, to be fair, I have felt like hot garbage for most of the day. So.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I don't know what the excuse is for the rest of the month, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what the excuse is for the other 33 years of my life, but today was because you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Breathe app, the only thing that sucks about the Breathe app is it keeps coming up at times like where I can't do it, so I have to snooze it out for a bit. And I didn't really read the intro, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I just supposed to breathe deeply when it vibrates on my wrist?
I'm almost certain that's it.
I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
But if there might be more to, I don't think I read anything.
Yeah,
when it started.
I really should have read a little bit about it.
Seems overrated.
I don't know. Listen,
being well informed, not what we do here.
No, not at all. I wing it. You know,
every time.
So I let the thing vibrate. I breathe in when it's vibrating. I breathe out until it starts to vibrate again.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I do.
I'm with it.
So, but my wife recently said something about getting OneNote, Microsoft OneNote.
Okay.
Because we can do you know, task lists, shopping lists, mm-hmm. all this stuff, and we can sync it through all our devices.
Damn right.
Come to find that it is available on here, so I'm
sure
excited.
Is. Yeah.
Makes me want to start using it.
Yeah.
You know?
I like OneNote. I grew up as an Evernote kid, which is, I like to say, because it's, you know, only been like 10 years, so obviously I was a child when it all came out.
Yes, yes. On your Palm Treo.
Yep. But yeah, OneNote's gotten a lot better, so I can still give you the thumbs up and endorse that. Good work.
I actually use Evernote at work on my, you know, on my work phone.
Yeah.
I'll take notes. I hate carrying around a notebook. I barely take notes on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like to take it. I'll take it on my work phone, which will then sync up with my, you know, sync up with my computer if I needed to. But I haven't dove in deep enough to figure out how to convert the handwriting into actual readable text.
It's a pain in the ass. You have to have really good handwriting. And yeah. you also have to be paying for the professional, I think.
Well, fuck that.
Yeah. They've, in the past, like, 2 years, they've made a whole bunch of just stupid-ass decisions.
Yeah.
Where I don't think... I just got in the last round of where it was $50 for a year of the professional one, and after this, I'm out. I'm so, done.
Yeah, we didn't set up... So, like I said, I used that. I started just... Because you couldn't... I couldn't figure out how to recognize the handwriting, and now I realize that it's not just me, but...
You're welcome.
I started just using, you know, just typing it on my phone. Right. Which, again, you know, it's fine. It's whatever. I barely take notes. But for home, and like I said, we have a PC, a Mac laptop. Then both of us have our, you know, both of us have our cell phones and whatnot. So I think something that would work across all of those.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea, and OneNote seems to be a good one.
If I was starting it off today, I would be using OneNote. So.
Yeah, so I just have to figure out how to make it work.
It's good times.
Yeah. So, but that's it. That's enough of me boring you about my watch.
You are not boring me.
But
it's just, is it hot in here? Or am I dying?
No, it's super hot in here.
All right,
I didn't
want
to turn on the fan because it's very noisy.
Mm.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, my God. The best weekend.
I know that's a loaded question because I know you had a good weekend.
You did. You did know this.
So. Yeah.
And if you follow me on Twitter, which you should.
I do follow you.
You do. I'm telling the rest of these assholes. At Ed Thomas. Come on now. Get on it. I need to be able to beat Jeff in followers.
You have how many now?
735.
Yeah. You're doing pretty well.
I'm doing okay.
I think I have 30.
I gained 5 over the weekend.
Very nice.
Because, all right, so I went to see Weird Al Yankovic, who is my comedy, the apex of comedy for me. He's everything. Like, it goes Weird Al, then Steve Martin, then everything else.
This guy loves Weird Al.
I love Weird Al. I used to unironically wear Hawaiian shirts over Weird Al stuff, like, at school, because I gave zero craps about anything. That is the level of love I have for Weird Al.
Yeah,
my favorite hat is my Weird Al poodle hat that is just a nice little winter cap. It's the only thing I like about winter. I get to wear that hat.
I've never seen that hat.
I don't usually take it out because I don't want to lose it, because you can't get it anymore.
Okay, that's fair.
So it's like, you know, it's a closely guarded... it's like a Horcrux, really, if you're going to be nerdy and Harry Potter about it.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's a piece of your soul that you've left somewhere else.
Well, what's it called?
A Horcrux.
Horcrux.
Yes, Horcrux.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Watch the movies. They're very good. The books.
I've heard.
The books I can't handle. I fall asleep at chapter one of the first book.
And is it because you hate reading?
No,
or?
I love reading. I can't do things that are written... Where, you know, where if you're reading something and you're like, oh, this is definitely a British person writing, so you hear it in a British tone of voice?
Yeah.
That puts me to sleep.
The British tone of voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I would love to get through them. I would be very happy to, but, because I love the whole universe. I think it's great.
I love the British. I love the British accent. I set my Siri to British.
Me too.
Love it.
But I did British dude, so it'd be like Jarvis.
Yes, I did British woman, so it would be like a British woman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
So I went and saw Weird Al.
Yes.
He had a show at Radio City Music Hall.
Okay, I was just going to say, where?
Sold out.
Only a few blocks from the Halal guys.
Not even. It's across the street.
I thought it was two blocks up.
I looked at him.
Wow.
Watched him.
You are.
Right across the way.
Magnificent.
I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell Jeff about that later.
Yeah, I wish. I was actually in the city on Saturday and did not have enough time to go to Halal Guys because it was my niece's birthday and I had to get home.
That's dumb.
Nah, I know, but I like her. She's a cute little kid.
All right,
I didn't want to miss it.
That's cool. No, I mean, I'm not saying miss your kids, your niece's birthday. I'm saying that Halal Guys should come before that. It's not for me, but I know your love of it.
Oh, my God. I love it. I don't know how you don't.
Because I am an Irish person.
It's worth it.
And we can only eat things that are boiled and bland.
It's
and if
worth
I eat it, I'm going to basically do a colon cleanse for 7 days.
It's worth it. I'm telling you.
I mean, look, if you want me to just live in your basement and use your bathroom, that's cool. But
Listen, I'd sacrifice because it's worth it. I'm telling you.
All right.
All right. So
you heard it here first, people.
So Radio City.
Radio City. Sold out.
Mr. Yankovic.
Wall to wall. 2 hours of this guy. Straight. No intermissions. Just him. You know, it was like little video clips and whatnot when he does costume changes. But it's...
Jesus, he does costume changes?
Yeah. He does fat in a full fat suit.
Really?
Yeah. He does... he does a whole bunch of different costume changes. And so... That show was awesome. It was like, you know... My friend keeps on liking to saying that, you know, he's upset about Weird Al's popularity now because Weird Al was a great $50 act, but he feels like it's, you know, not worth the money. But he's on crack because I can't get 2 hours of that entertainment anywhere else.
Okay.
For less money. It's a great. My mother, who does not particularly care, like she doesn't hate Al, but she doesn't really like him. Wouldn't be her first choice. She actually enjoys his concert. Because it's entertaining.
Okay.
It is a great experience for everybody. And it's fun. It's a fun show. But what was awesome was at the end, you know, they do the last song, then they go off stage, come back, and do the encore, which is always, well, 99 times out of 100. I've only had it be something else once. The Saga Begins from Running with Scissors.
Often referred to as Yoda, isn't it?
No. Yoda is a different song.
Oh, wait. Yoda is Yoda.
Yeah. Yoda is Yoda.
I'm trying to remember what the Saga Begins is.
American Pie.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yoda is off of Lola.
Yes.
So he does the Saga Begins, which is one of my favorite songs. Love it. Then he does Yoda. And as he's doing Yoda... You know, there comes the point, and he's the only artist I let get away with this crap, because usually when somebody holds out a mic and be like, now you sing it, I want to be like, no, you do your job, I paid you to sing. I'm not here. But it's Al. He got me, like, I've been hooked since I was 4. He can do whatever he wants.
No, you do your job.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, did I come here to sing for you, sir? No, I paid a gajillion dollars for a ticket. You do your damn singing. Bono.
Yeah, that's like restaurants where you cook your own food. It's like, nah, I don't work.
Which is some bullshit.
Yeah, I hate that
like,
shit.
Like, I get all these people like, I want to go to the melting pot.
Yeah, like, I don't want to cook my
no,
own
No, I don't want to do that. Like, come out with, like, and I'm not even that picky. You bring me out a steak that's barely cooked, it's done for me. It's fine. But now I have to cook my own food, too, and, like, so I have to wave it over a candle? No,
nah,
stop.
Fuck that.
Stop it, you stupid whores. Anywho. So he does the crowd do a chorus, and then he takes it. And do you know who Lin-Manuel Miranda is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is he the one who wrote Hamilton?
Yes,
okay.
He is. You know, basically the hottest thing on Broadway currently.
Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, I've listened to the soundtrack forwards. I can't get tickets because I'm not selling a kidney. But
I was going to say the tickets are
ridiculous.
Right.
And it's he has a whole. The reason the tickets are ridiculous is because they're constantly bought out by those robotic ticket buyers.
Yeah.
And he worked with Chuckle and Chuck Schumer to get a law about that, where it's like a felony or some shit. I don't know. So he's working on getting those prices down because he wants people to be able to come see the show.
Okay.
Seems like, I follow him on Twitter, he seems like a genuinely good human being. And I don't remember when it was, but he was doing a video interview. I think it was right before Hamilton came out. And I was sitting there and was being like, yeah, I was familiar with his last show, In the Heights. And I was like, all right, you know, we'll watch this guy's interview. We'll see what's going on. And he's like, going on about, you know, who would be your dream collaboration? And without thinking, he goes Weird Al Yankovic. And I was like, oh, this guy's my man. I feel good about him.
You felt a real connection to him, right?
I did. Yeah. I did right there. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm just like him. Just like him, except he's got, you know, way more talent than I do. But just, whatever.
You are just an untalented version. That's all right, though.
I'm a very talented Ed Thomas. I'm just not a talented Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's all.
Okay.
I am.
That's hey, that happens sometimes.
It happens to the best of us. So Al does the one verse to everybody and says, all right, now just Lin-Manuel sing. And he comes out and does a chorus of Yoda, which is just six words, but it's still cool to see a guy who people were paying like $1,500 to go see on stage. I spent, what, $75, and he's sitting there singing Yoda?
Now,
which is just dope.
He starred. He was part of the original.
He wrote and starred in Hamilton.
Right.
Yeah. My dude's got talent.
Dare I ask who he played?
Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
Aaron Burr.
No.
He's no longer starring in it, right?
No.
Or his run is coming to an end.
His run came to an end in July.
Oh, it already did.
Yes.
Okay.
He's now doing... they were working on the Chicago production of it, and now he's working on the new Cinderella sequel that they're doing.
A movie. Really?
Yeah.
Are they...
He is not... I'm sorry, did I say Cinderella? I meant Mary Poppins.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know where Cinderella came from.
Who is slated to star in that as Mary Poppins?
Emily Blunt.
That's right. And then... oh, man, her name is escaping me now. The original Mary Poppins from Sound of Music. Uh-oh. It's getting
Holy
bad.
Shit.
It's going to be...
Oh, my God.
It's going to be dead air real soon because I can't remember her name either. So, anyway... No,
this is going to bug the shit out of you.
She's playing something. It's Julie Andrews.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
She's playing...
I want you to know, we're going to cut that out because I will be thrown out of my family for that one.
If you forget that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is like...
Will they adopt me because I remembered it first?
Probably.
She's playing... I think she's doing something in the new movie.
She
Some
might
sort
be.
Of cameo or something. So, anyway...
So he comes out, he sings Yoda, I'm jazz, and everyone's jazz. This is huge, like, big applause moment. Everything's awesome. So as I'm leaving, so it was a great show. Awesome show, great time. It was the end of that particular tour. So the mandatory world tour is now over. That was the last show of it. Glad I got to be there.
Was the very last show?
That was the very last show.
That's pretty cool.
The very last show, the very last tour he did for his very last full album. So I was like, I have to be there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It would be weird if I wasn't. So afterward.
And not the good type of Al weird.
Yeah, no. No, more like the people who aren't allowed within 1,000 feet of a school weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people that like use the bathroom while another adult member of their family is in the shower weird.
Right.
That weird.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, that's very gross.
So bizarre. I'm not okay with that.
So
afterward, I'm just walking and I'm like, I'm going to tweet something. So I did. And I went on Twitter and I said, just saw at Lin-Manuel sing a chorus of at Al Yankovic's Yoda, you know, in case you needed proof that magic is real. About 30 seconds after that, notification comes up. Your tweet was liked by Lin-Manuel.
Wow.
I'm like, that's pretty dope. All right, cool. Like, I appreciate it because I liked his performance. I like his work. I respect him as a human being. And that was awesome. Then another notification comes in. Lin-Manuel retweeted your tweet. That is when everything went crazy.
Yeah. Things got mad real.
All of a sudden, my phone is just going ding, 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 ding as likes and retweets just start piling in. People are responding to me and, you know, just saying, oh, I wish I could have been there, or I was there. I could confirm this happened. Like, I need confirmation that it happened. Like, right. What, am I not a reliable source?
Like, who would make up that? Of all lies, who would make that one up?
Right, yeah. If I'm going to make up a lie, it's going to be like, Oprah came out and did Amish Paradise. That's going to be my lie.
Coolio. Coolio came out.
Listen, I was trying to stay in something that could possibly happen. I would never see Coolio doing.
That's true. Wasn't Coolio just arrested for carrying a gun at LAX or something like that?
Yeah.
Are his two braids now attached to his hat? I think...
They might be.
I think they might be. I think they are. I think he cut them off and glued them to the top of his hat that he wears.
Well, it's a little bit more convenient. Oh, I mean, man. Can you imagine having to do that with your hair? I mean,
I can't imagine Coolio carrying a gun. That's true. Bothers me.
That's true.
That bothers me a lot. Anyway, so you got, all in all, what did the total end up being?
The total ended up 2,613 likes.
Holy shit.
237 retweets. And out of all of that, 5 new followers. What's up?
Wow, that is
a horrendous return on investment.
Yeah, that is horrendous. How many likes was it again?
2,613.
Holy shit, that's a lot of likes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they kept, like, when I went into Penn Station, I lost signal, but my phone was still giving me notifications because it was catching up.
Really?
Yeah. So I finally get to the point where I can go in and tell it to stop notifying me of every like and retweet, which I do, and it stops. I go home, go to bed, wake up the next morning. I just hear the dinging again, and I'm like, am I like hallucinating? Forgot to turn it off on my iPad. Had been keeping the dog up for 2 hours.
The dog's just going crazy.
The dog's just sitting there like, I'm trying to sleep. So,
and five... So let me ask you this. Do you think that people went and looked at everything else you do on Twitter and are like, this guy's a one-hit wonder?
I don't know, because my top pinned, if you're using the Twitter app.
Did you just think about that now that I said it?
No, I've been thinking about that for days. My top pinned tweet, which I'm super proud of, is 3 crows equals murder, 3 owls equals parliament. 3 pizza rolls equals 47 fewer pizza rolls than I want to eat at any given time. If between that and that you don't want to follow me, you're probably dead inside and I have no use for you anyway.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
Yeah,
not mine.
Yeah, yeah. I've put out at least two bits of gold for you people.
Yeah.
After that, what else can I do?
So, 3 owls is referred to as a parliament?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 3 or more.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like a pod of dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a, what's the one of pugs? Something stupid. It's like a gaggle flarp or something.
Really? That's
no,
really
I just, I made up gaggle flarp, but,
One of the, what animal is a squad? What animal has a squad?
Taylor Swift's.
Is that what it is? Is it the Taylor Swift?
I'm sorry. A group of pugs is called a grumble.
I like that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Which is the most perfect thing in the world.
No, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
I need to look up what is a squad.
Squad. Group of animals. Called a squad. Oh, here we go. From BuzzFeed. So you know it's going to be true.
Yeah, always.
100%. If it'll load. And nope, it's just giving me debates.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's not scientific fact, it's a meme.
Oh.
It's why is a group of squids not called a squad? That's what it is.
That's and actually going to irritate me now, because that should be.
It should absolutely it should be.
It absolutely should be.
So that's exciting, man. I would ask you what you did on Sunday, but I'm sure it wasn't shit.
It was sleep.
Yeah.
It was a lot of sleep. I cut down a branch of a tree and then sleep some more.
Okay. Why did you... Was it something that had to be done? Or
Yeah.
Just figured after seeing what you saw Saturday night, a tree needed to be felled.
Yeah. I needed to commemorate it with the destruction of nature.
Gotcha.
Just a little destruction. Not like driving around in my diesel Volkswagen destruction.
Just a little.
Just huge. A soupçon of destruction of nature, if you will.
Speaking of... you know what? I was going to say, speaking of destruction, how do you think the debates went tonight? But...
Oh. I mean, like, okay, so I only watched an hour and 15 minutes of it. Not even. I was listening to, like, the last eight. So, like, I think I put in about an hour and 15 minutes. And, holy shit. Trump looks like a fucking idiot.
Well.
Like, more so than usual. I was actually impressed with, what I've been saying for a while was that my expectation was that Clinton was going to come in and basically act like a prosecutor and just be calm and just point out facts and say things and just kind of like secretly dig under him.
Yeah.
It didn't take more than like 5 minutes for him to just jump in and interrupt her and obviously be completely flustered by the whole thing. He was just rambling like an idiot. She kept on calling him Donald, which she just, every time she did that, he looked like, you know the Muppets, Bunsen and Beaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like Beaker, who got tired of Bunsen's bullshit and wanted to stab him.
Okay.
He looked
like a homicidal Beaker.
He looked like a homicidal Beaker. He also was almost a human skin tone tonight. He wasn't the Cheeto of hate, which confuses me.
You know what? I did see that. I think it's that... It's plenty oh that pancake makeup. But his hair looked faker than normal.
It did.
It looked faker than usual.
Yeah. Because it didn't have the orange to play off of underneath.
I guess.
Because I am guaranteeing there's a infomercial at like 3 o'clock in the morning where you can buy this thing where you just color in the color of your hair.
Yeah.
So it makes your hair look fuller. I guarantee you.
It's that powdery.
He uses that full body. And then uses that to make his hair look thicker. But because he had to look like, you know, an actual human male tonight, he didn't have it. So his hair was even lighter. Did you see him on Fallon when Fallon played with his hair?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he rubbed his head. It was the worst thing ever. It's the weirdest comb over. He's got like at least a foot of hair that is just like just straight up that he then pushes back so that it covers the big old bald spot on his melon.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I could grow. I would love to grow that. I'd love to grow a Donald Trump comb over helmet, whatever the fuck that thing is. I feel like it would be a good look for me.
I don't feel like it's a good look for any human, but hey, look, you want to do it?
It really does. It really does look like a plastic helmet that he puts on.
It looks like he took the tears of children
like
made
Lego
and made cotton candy out of it.
Yeah, it does. A little child tear, cotton candy, Lego hair.
I think my favorite thing about the debates tonight was he kept on going on about we need to bring back Law and Order. We need to bring back Law and Order. I'm like, dude, I know. They took a wit. They canceled it like when 30 Rock was still on. It was a tent pole, but it was 20 seasons of Law and Order. We had enough. It's fine. We still have SVU. It's cool. We still have Ice-T handling the most sensitive crimes in New York City.
How awesome is that Ice-T at a lemonade stand commercial? Oh,
I love it.
I love that commercial.
I almost want to switch back to Geico for that commercial.
It is. That one is a funny one. That's a genius commercial.
It is.
Well, so I didn't watch a lot of the debate.
Yeah. Why? You didn't want to have 90 minutes of panic attacks?
Well, yeah. Here's a couple of things. Number one, we're doomed. So what's the point? Number two, the Monday Night Football game is on. And I have fantasy games riding on the outcome of this, so I did have to watch it. And again, people might say, how is that possible that fantasy is more important than the future of our country and quite possibly the world? And I say, I already know what that is. The aforementioned, we're doomed.
Right.
So what's the point? But after watching it for a few minutes, and specifically the part where he was talking about the NAFTA.
Ugh.
The NAFTA part and I forget what he was talking about, the Pacific trade partners.
Yeah, the TPP.
So is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So after listening to that part for a little while, I thought to myself, you know how every election, like a handful of people will write in Batman and stuff like that. I said, this is the first time I'm like, the Caped Crusader has a fucking legitimate chance at this one.
Yeah.
You know?
But then you have the question of which version of him would they be putting in? And I don't want, you know, the Ben Affleck Batman to be president.
Honestly,
I definitely don't want that.
After seeing these two, because while Trump might be insane, Hillary Clinton is a fucking criminal. I don't want to end up dead like some of her other detractors, but
Jesus,
I can't.
Have you been hanging out at Breitbart again?
No, I absolutely can't vote for either one of these monsters.
See, here's my thing. I don't have an opinion either way about Hillary Clinton. I just don't care. She's a non-entity to me.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, I'm sure she's a nice human being, but it's like, she doesn't, like, inspire anything in me.
Okay.
The person who does inspire something in me this time is Trump, and that what he inspires me is a pants-shitting terror. So I'd rather have a person who is a career politician who's going to be completely ineffectual because nothing's going to happen again anyway for the next 4 to 8 years, then I'm pretty sure I'll be murdered. Somehow, some way, for some of the things I've tweeted about him, I will be straight up killed.
He's
going to hunt me down.
He's going to do like Jay and Silent Bob did to everyone who commented on a movie poop shoot. Just go around.
Can you not imagine him actually doing that, though?
I can see him sending people to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. I will take the dumpster fire that is our country currently than the apocalyptic hellfires that could be the world underneath the Captain Planet of everything that's bad about America.
Well,
power of xenophobia, power of Islamophobia.
So
our powers combined, we are
both
huge.
Both big powers, by the way.
They're huge.
So I was actually, this is a bit off topic, but it's talking about the people that Trump would have kick people's ass.
Yeah.
I was walking through the city on Saturday, and my belt was like a little bit too loose.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it until I started actively, you know, briskly walking, and my pants started to fall down a little bit. Not crazy, but so I was grabbing the loop, and I was holding the loop like right, you know, right along the waist, and I'm walking past a big group of guys in a bunch of black SUVs, and they're all wearing, you know, suits and stuff. And I see them like eyeing me up like real hard as I come walking down the block. Well, as I get a little bit closer, one of them actually steps out in front of me, and he's like, "You all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, the fuck are you like, the fuck are you doing?" So he goes, "Oh, you know, I just see, you know, you're holding on to something there." I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Not that I need to fucking explain this to you, but I'm holding on to my pants so that they don't fall down because I didn't tighten my belt enough, and I don't want to do it in the middle of the street." He's like, "Oh, you sure?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but what the fuck is going on?" So come to realize as I'm looking around that this is some sort of federal agency. This is either, you know, these are not guys waiting outside of a funeral home. This is either the Secret Service or
Men in Black.
FBI. Yeah, it could be the Men in Black, although one of them was wearing a blue suit, so he was violating.
So he
was violating some sort of fucking protocol there.
Yeah. They're going to neuralize him.
But yeah, they actually stopped. They must have thought I was like carrying a gun or something. Yeah.
Which is weird because usually white people aren't stopped for that. But, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being the one.
I must have looked like a real threat, you know? I just didn't. I never expected it. But yeah, the guy actually, like, he didn't, like, stop me, but he impeded me. He stood in my way, wouldn't let me get through because there were so many people on the sidewalk right there that I couldn't very well get around him because all the rest of them were all around.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Like, good thing it wasn't a gun.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I'd be in deep shit right now.
Yeah, you'd have been toast.
I would have been done.
Yeah,
it would have been
over.
Done for. So, but yeah, so that happened. I was in the city because I have a new nephew.
Nice, congratulations.
Thank you. So, went in to see him.
Now, I assume you mean newly born and not new that you just, like, you know, discovered this.
No, he is newly born.
All right, good.
He's week old today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a week old
itty
today.
Bitty.
So, I went in, you know, my wife and I went into see him for the first time, and you know, of course, we got him a little something, and he's got two big sisters, so you know they got a little something each,
nice.
Which I don't get because they didn't do anything.
Yeah, right. What do they do?
Yeah, they did nothing. But we went in, we saw them, got stopped by the Secret Service or whoever it was, the MIBs.
Right.
Got my Apple Watch.
Nice.
Did not get halal, guys.
Shame.
Sat in so much goddamn traffic, it was. The most traffic I've ever sat in going to the city. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I went over to my niece's. Then Sunday morning was the highlight of my weekend. My son won his first football game.
Nice.
Yeah. So
dreams do come true.
Yeah.
People.
So I was very, very, very excited. It was a home game. It was against a town that we play a lot in lacrosse and they constantly cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They constantly are cheating, so that pissed me off.
Those little bastards.
But I realized, so in his league, so there's a couple of coaches on the team, but during games, you have all the coaches are on the sideline. One coach is allowed on the field on each side of the ball. So this week, the guy, Doug, who's normally on defense, hurt his ankle, so I went out there. So I was, calling the plays for the defense and whatnot. And I was like a maniac, like yelling at these kids. Like I watched the video and I can hear me yelling like stuff to these kids. And I'm telling you, it was a really exciting game. They recovered a couple of fumbles. It was a lot of fun. And I thought I was going to have a fucking stroke. I was getting it was so intense. My friend Joe came up to see him because Joe is like my son's hero for some reason, which I don't get because he's a sack of shit, but he is like my son's hero. So he came, my brother came, my nephew came, all of these people that Gerard like really like idolizes. So they heard me yelling. I go over to my friend Joe and I'm like, I feel like I'm coaching the fucking Super Bowl right now. It's so intense. I wasn't. It was just a
Peewee
football game.
You definitely were not.
But dude, it was awesome.
That's great.
So that was my weekend.
Awesome. Which Apple Store did you get your watch at?
Upper East Side.
Nice.
Upper East Side. So the website will tell you available today.
Yeah.
So this one is like less than a half a mile from my sister-in-law's apartment. So I look it up, tells me it's available today. I'm like, awesome, on my way. I get there, walk in the door, tell the guy I want an Apple Watch. He tells me it's 20 to 30 minute wait, but that they're out of 42s. And I'm like, well, I'm not waiting for this. I'm fucking leaving. I get outside. I look at my phone again. And it still says that it's available. I said to the guy, I'm like, I checked my phone before. It said available today. He goes, no, that means it's available to ship here and you can pick it up.
Wow.
I'm like,
nope.
That's fucking stupid because they'll also ship it to my house for free.
Yeah.
So I left. I called. And the trick is if you're trying to get through to the Apple Store, if you ask for a specific like product stock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They tell you no one's available to call back later.
Yep.
So the trick is you call and ask to speak to a manager.
Yep.
So I get the guy, I get this guy Chris on the phone. Chris at the Upper East Side Apple Store was an awesome dude. Actually went, checked on it for me, said it was there. I told him, I'm actually walking back into the store right now. Do you think you could meet me? He's like, yeah, I'll meet you at the top of the stairs. Came up. I was in there about 6 or 7 minutes. Walked out with my watch.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a real nice feeling.
That's good. I'm glad you got it.
I'm glad I got it, too.
Now we can send each other, you know, drawing messages of, like, dicks and shit.
You can actually do that on iOS 10, too, if you turn your phone sideways, right?
Yeah, but why would I do that when I can do it on my watch?
Yeah, no.
I want to do it old school style.
What I don't get is there's this weird, like, if you do two fingers or three fingers.
Yeah.
Or if you find the G-spot on your phone, you can... It makes like a heart throbbing or whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's been a real hoot since iOS 10 came out. My parents have been playing with the digital touch things, and we have like a group chat. So they'll just, and for some reason, they cannot get through their heads which is the group chat and which is them.
Oh.
So I'm getting like Christmas trees and like kissy things. I'm like, guys, I'm going to need this to stop.
Yeah.
Like, immediately before this gets real weird for everybody.
Yeah. It could be a side of your parents that you don't know exists and really don't want to find out.
I don't want to find out. That's not what I'm about. It's not the lifestyle I've chosen. But I think we're good. I think we need to wrap it up for this week.
Yeah.
Because I need to go to bed.
Yeah, I do too. You know what? I almost feel like I wanted to keep it going because Dave's not here.
I know.
I almost want to prolong until he comes back, but it is what it is.
Just sit outside until he shows up and then leave.
Be like, oh yeah, no, we already recorded. So, well, listen, I'm very happy that this happened for you with Weird Al. That's a spectacular moment. I know how much it means to you.
It's a good feeling.
And then to get all these likes and
ego.
The poor follower ROI is a bit rough, but that's okay. I feel like you'll make it through that.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it's fine. Whatever. I don't do it for the follows. I do it for the follows and the likes and the retweets. Yeah, so combined, exactly. It's fine.
You know, you probably would have gotten more followers if you were verified.
Oh, shut up, you bastard.
Talk to you next week.
Later.